This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
I think a lot of fans this morning, as the Giants fall yesterday to the San Diego Padres, are feeling like Elliot Ramos is feeling.
It's just not happening. It's just frustrating. I don't know what to tell you, honestly. It's just not happening. That's it. You have to get it done.
Are you guys bothered by the fact that no one seems to have an answer?
Well, that
why this team's struggling.
Elliot Ramos sounds like me when I get to the drive-thru and I ask the Mickey D's for a McFlurry, and the employee goes,
"It's just not happening. It's just frustrating. I don't know what to tell you, honestly. It's just not happening. That's it. You have to get it done."
What's worse right now, the McFlurry machine at McDonald's or the Giants offense? 888-957-9570. Because that's how it feels right now.
Because neither are working.
What is the most frustrating aspect of this San Francisco Giants team, Giants fans? As we were talking about Buster Posey. We were talking about Bob Melvin. Runners in scoring position. All of a sudden, the pitching is just not there. Obviously, you traded away your bullpen pieces, but my God, it's lifeless. They're head scratching. They don't know what to do. They don't know who to blame. It's just exactly. Is it not, Joe Shasky?
This team has no life. I'm watching these guys and they're lifeless. And that is the hardest thing for me to understand. And I think there's this huge misnomer regarding the Giants, Giants fandom, Giants in this market. Let it be known. Fans really.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Care about this team. Has there been moments in time where they've tuned them out? Absolutely. We do that in any sport. Like, I remember when the Niners were so bad, and that's the number one sport in football. Like, football, hands down, number one sport.
Not even close.
Okay? I could give you four tickets to the Niner home opener in 2016. You'd be like, nah, I'm good.
I'm out.
Nah, I'm not going. Like, that's how people were. They didn't even watch. People don't even remember the Chip Kelly era because they literally didn't watch it. Okay? So this is not just about baseball, basketball, or, you know, the NFL.
You'll see Chip Kelly tomorrow, by the way, for Raiders-Niners joint practice.
When Steph Curry got hurt when they opened Chase Center, brand new stadium, coming off of the greatest run we've ever seen in this market outside of the Niners. First year at Chase Center. Steph Curry's out, Clay's out, Durant's gone. Anyone could get courtside seats for a fraction of a dollar.
I'll say pandemic,
during that season, when they were a 15-win team.
You're talking about after those injuries in 2019 and 2020.
2020 before, because they played for months before COVID. COVID was in late February.
Yes, correct. Sorry, continue. Yes.
I saw random, my boys who are not millionaires, sitting real, real close. You know why? Because no one wanted to go to those games. Because there's no Steph Curry, right? So the Bay Area fan will turn our attention. They're on pace for 2.5 to close to 3 million people going through the gates.
Well, and I'll tell you this real quick, as you're talking about the Warriors, and the Warriors are going to be playing the Lakers to start this season up. Can't wait for that. Talking some dubs here. Hopefully the Kuminga crisis is over by then. And according to the latest reports, Jonathan Kuminga and the Warriors have not been in contact for a couple weeks now. I think that was Danny Emmerman that had that report. Oh, that's great. But even the Warriors with Steph Curry, at one point this past season, Joe, there was that game. It was a Monday night, I think, against the Orlando Magic. There were empty seats.
Yeah, that was the...
there were empty seats.
That was the charity game where we were building a brick church for the Sisters of the Poor.
But it just goes to show you, even the great Steph Curry can not even be a draw sometimes. You really have to keep our attention. And the Giants fans have been showing up this year. And no, Bob Melvin he talked about it, saying we have nothing to give them, nothing to show for them.
There is a fervor for Giants baseball. We could laugh, oh, baseball's dead. No. The city is different when the Giants are good. It's different when the Niners are good. It's different when the Warriors are good. But there's something about being in downtown every single day. And baseball, it takes on the identity of your city. It does, and your community. And this team represents so much larger than that. That place becomes a party every single night. They have let everyone down. Everyone down. The manager, the players, front office, everyone. Mm-hmm. And to me, the hardest part to grasp is they have no life. Where is the passion?
Is that the single most frustrating thing for you? The lackadaisical nature of
everything?
Hands down.
And I think it starts with the manager, and I think it's permeating through the high-paid players. Look, Matt Chapman's always been a flatliner, but like Willie Adames, Mr. Rah-Rah guy, where's the accountability? I watched Aaron Judge over the weekend. They lost. They got swept at some point. And Aaron Judge is sitting there talking to the media. And he's like, my job is to win. I'm getting paid big money to win. Now, he gets paid regardless.
Right.
But the reality is, he's like, I'm not doing my job right now. How refreshing does that sound? Instead of, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Not sure what's going on. You know what that reminds me of? Mike Singletary. Got to check the tape. Hey, Mike, why couldn't you convert on that 3rd and 7? I don't know. Got to check the tape.
Mike Singletary might be a part of the things I love about football today. That's going to come across in the 9 o'clock hour. Spadoni's 30 things he loves about football coming up. But this is what you don't want right now. It's what Elliot Ramos said yesterday, Joe.
It's just not happening. It's just frustrating. It's, I don't know what to tell you, honestly. It's just not happening. That's it. You have to get it done.
I would rather hear the Jaren Durant. I suck right now. We're not executing. I'm not executing. And I'm really pissed at myself. Like, I would get someone say, at least Brock Purdy, like, hey, I'm not playing as good as I need to. I don't know what I was looking at on that play. Terrible interception. That's on me. Like, where's the accountability from anyone in this organization?
That's what I want to get. It for me, it's kind of the lack of accountability. And we saw that that far too often during the Farhan Zaidi era when he would deflect blame constantly. Oh, well, it's on the players. Oh, well, and you know, they got to go out there and produce, and they got to show us that we got to reinvest in this team. And just lack of accountability at times. And I'm not coming down Buster Posey's road per se, but I kind of would like to hear from Buster Posey right now during this stretch, like saying this isn't good enough. Like I want to hear from the guy that is putting players and coaches and trying to put them in positions to succeed. When he talked about picking up that option of Bob Melvin, you know, back in Arizona, they were down in that series in the desert, and he was saying, yeah, you know, it starts with me. You know, don't blame Bob for the struggles. I was the one that put this roster together. So I want you to come out and tell us why, Buster. And I know he's probably not going to, because he just spoke. Trade deadline just passed recently, so he's probably not going to go out there. But I would still like to hear from him during these struggles, like, and say, yeah, this isn't good enough. Like, and sooner or later, like, the players will have to start to produce. And maybe I got to rehash some things this offseason, and we got to get to there. But right now, we're not talking about the offseason. We're talking about the now. And it's the lack of execution with runners in scoring position. If I see another player left on third base with less than two outs, I'm going to go insane, Joe. I'm going to go insane.
The only time
How often have we said that about the Giants? Years!
The only time they actually executed is when the Padres got a guy to third base, God. And Robbie Ray balked him in. They finally got a runner in from third.
Oh, my. And Robbie Ray, the grunts. It's cute when it's working on the half, like the first half. And then it gets to like Maria Sharapova levels. As I go tennis here, it just what are we doing? Is that what, did he not time his grunt right with the balk? Is that what happened? Was he trying to out-scream the lady from two nights ago? Yeah, come on, dude. Come on. And they should have traded him. Like, let's just call it what it is. They should have traded Robbie Ray. That's another frustrating thing about this. As we look at the farm system being ranked 18th for the Giants now.
I don't want to hear about the farm.
You don't want to hear about it, but
I don't want
to
hear
you're
about
the
it.
One telling me that they need to blow it up.
You know, I don't want to hear about their farm because they refuse to play guys who are doing well on the farm. And then for years, there's been no fruit from the tree of the farm.
Well, that's
the problem.
That could be another frustrating thing at 888-957-9570.
I don't want to hear about the farm.
888-957-9570. What is the most frustrating aspect of this franchise currently in San Francisco?
Joe, if I said to them, you know you want to, like, and look, they're going to say, he's not ready defensively. Dog, you're losing games all over the place. I don't care if this guy struggles. I honestly don't.
Yeah.
I would shut down Devers or say to Devers, hey, we're going to go every other day. You and Eldridge are swapping. Shut down Wilmer Flores. Dom Smith, love you. I don't know what we're going to do. I want to keep you around. I don't know. They've got to bring up Eldridge right now. What is lost for giving him a month and a half? You're not going to lose his time on arbitration. He's not going to qualify as a rookie. He won't get the at-bats required to be able to do so. Call him up. Like, call him up. You want to know when the Royals, like, breathed life into that organization when they were dormant for so long? It's when they called up Bobby Witt Jr.
Yeah.
And they got a spark.
Yeah.
An unbelievable spark. That's what they need. You know when the Braves started to turn it around, and they had Freddie Freeman, by the way, back then. When they called up Acuna, and he gave them a spark. This team needs a spark like I need oxygen. It's so bad. They need the spark. And then I would open up the floodgates. You're playing Tyler Fitzgerald in right field. Why? What is it with Luciano? Are you done with him, or are you going to ever look at him?
I agree with that one.
And like, what are we doing? If you don't think he's good, fine. Move him.
415 on the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorney sex line. Who the hell would you want accountability from? ? Everyone has misfired on the field. Posey at least tried to execute on bringing some valid players to create a foundation. The problem is that foundation is flimsy as hell and it's snapped. The foundation's broken. There is no foundation of this team currently. What is the foundation, Joe?
You can't have accountability from the front office and not in the dugout. You have to have it in the dugout as well.
Yes.
And I'm not seeing it.
It's top to bottom. It's everything.
It's all. It's all. It's all encompassing. It's just, I don't even know, man. I don't even know.
818 from the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorney's text line. Does anybody else notice how often Jung-Hoo Lee's helmet pops off his head after a horrible swing?
Absolutely five times a day.
The helmet popped off more than Jordan Poole would fall down to dribble. Oh, my God.
It's true.
It's not a bad cop.
I've been talking about the helmet all year.
You haven't. I'll give Sam credit. He actually has a new nickname for Matt Chapman at the plate. He's calling him Flat Chapman. That's a five. It's a flat. That's what it feels. It's flaccid right
flat
now.
Flat five?
That, you know what, Sam?
Can I ask you, might have
to change it to flat five.
As someone who's in that locker room, and I know you don't want to, like,
orange and black weekend wrap, Sam Ludman.
I get there's some things that are taboo that you're not allowed to bring up.
I'll speak on what I can.
Okay, speak on what you can. Chapman's leadership, is that overrated?
To be honest, I'm based off of what I see. So just to lay that foundation a little bit, about 3 hours before the game, there's an hour period where we as media are allowed to go in the clubhouse and talk to players, see what's going on. I could probably count on one hand the amount of times I have been in the clubhouse during that period and seen Matt Chapman or Willy Adames. They're either off in the trainer's room or in the weight room or in the batting cage or in some other place that we're not allowed to go. So as far as Matt Chapman's leadership and what I've seen from it, personally, I don't know if I can really say I have seen it taking place firsthand with my own eyes. Now, are there times where it's happening and I'm not there? Possibly. But like, I personally cannot say like, oh, I saw Chapman do this in this moment and I was like, wow, that really looks like a great leader. Like, I can't think of a time that I personally have seen that happen.
Now, you've been in Warrior locker rooms, Niner locker rooms, and every sport is a little different. So, you know, does that strike you as odd when you factor in all the other locker rooms you've been in, and I'm sure road locker rooms? Is that out of the norm?
It's kind of like, I guess a comp I would have that really, here's a moment that I saw. This isn't super recent, but a moment I saw of a player really showing leadership. This was years ago at the Coliseum in the dugout, and Stephen Vogt, that's how long ago it was, back when he was a player, was chatting with a couple of young guys about kind of experiences that he had when he was a young player and stuff like that. That was what I see as like a leadership moment, like an older veteran kind of talking to a younger player, just be like, yeah, this is the ropes and whatnot. I don't know if I've really seen anything like that in the time that I've been around this team this year. Again, there's gaps of what I'm seeing. There's lots of activity at the ballpark that I'm not present for. Just with my own eyes, I haven't seen a whole lot of that.
I'm glad you brought up Stephen Vogt, a guy that the Giants were interested in hiring as manager. And what has he done in Cleveland? He's gone to the playoffs in his first year. And then this year, Joe, they're just a game back of the Yankees for that third wild card spot. So they are right there when it comes to being back-to-back in the playoffs. And I get it. Cleveland, you know, they have Jose Ramirez, who the Giants fan would kill for right now because he has been one of the most underrated players in all of baseball. Jose Ramirez is sweet. But outside of that, honestly, and Stephen Kwan, very good. Again, I know you really wanted Stephen Kwan. Like, it's not like they're exactly world beaters from top to bottom everywhere. Like, they're not like, Cleveland has not been known to be like big spenders.
But they have one guy who is a leader, Jose Ramirez.
He'll literally, you know,
and he's better than anyone on the Giants.
And he'll put up his fists and he'll fight.
No doubt.
And he will show fight, right?
I'm
not asking Giants fans players to fight, by the way.
This thing that it's absurd. Like when I bring up Bryce Elder, just be like, his defense. Does anyone know right now who leads baseball in errors?
Willy Adames.
No, it's Ellie De La Cruz. But do you know who's fourth? Willy Adames.
Okay, well, Willy Adames is pretty close.
Do you know who's tied for fifth?
Chapman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're worried about Bryce stinking it up.
Oh, by the way, Manny Machado's there too.
I mean, it's a who's who if you want to put it there. But like, we're really worried. Like, honestly, we are putting Tyler Fitzgerald in right, who's never played right in his life. You put Casey Schmidt at every spot on the diamond where he's never played at any point. You put Rafi Devers at first base, and he's never played there. This thing that, like, you can't put Bryce. He might cost you a game. He might cost you a game?
I didn't see anyone have problems with Drew Gilbert getting thrown out at third trying to advance the other night, and he's a rookie. He's learning, right? Like, that's growing pains. That's what we all understood. At least, listen, I don't think Drew Gilbert, maybe he'll be something. I don't know what to make of the kid. It's a nice little fun story, but I don't know, right? At least they're trying to play some young players right now.
The silver lining to last year was, wow, Elliot Ramos.
Yes.
He's an all-star. What is the silver lining from this year? Dom Smith's a good backup.
The silver lining for me, and this might sound kind of cheap, and it's less than the last couple months, but the fact that Buster Posey did have the stones to pull off the Devers trade for
the
me
Devers
still,
move long term is still a good move.
That is still, and I view the Giants as a franchise. I still view them differently because they were able to pull off a move like that. And maybe, like, if to a lesser degree, I do think the emergence, and maybe that's even strong to say, but Casey Schmidt, I mean, he had four hits yesterday. Like, Casey Schmidt's been pretty solid this year. Like,
yeah, but I'm tempering my expectations on him because of what just happened with Tyler Fitzgerald.
Yeah, but I'd argue Casey Schmidt has been able to adjust way more than Tyler Fitzgerald hasn't adjusted at all.
Fair enough.
I think Casey has been up and down and up, and now he's back up again, which shows me that he can stick around in the big leagues because players like other opposing pitchers, have been able to adjust, and he's been able to adjust back. We got some callers here, Joe.
Yeah, let's hear it.
I want to get to. We're talking about your biggest frustrations currently with the San Francisco Giants. There's a lot of different places you could pick when it comes to this team. We'll start off with Mark, I should say, in San Francisco. Mark.
So, Mark.
What's up, Mark? You're on the Morning Roast.
I'm defeated.
Hey, man, how you guys doing? Listen, the key word is making adjustments, right? And I think the players need to make adjustments in the games during their at-bats. I don't know if they need to talk to the coaches. They need to discuss what they need to do as far as the second, third, and fourth at-bats. Something needs to be done because same old approach is not going to get it done, right? And also, I'm not going to talk down about the Giants because these guys are pros. They're all pros. They know how to play. You know, you throw them straight batting practice fastballs, they hit home runs, they get base hits, they get whatever, they do well, they hit. But you got to make adjustments, and they need to be motivated, they need to be taught how to run the bases, they need to be taught, they need ground balls, they need fly balls. It's the same game, man. You've been playing it for years. It's just the game doesn't change because we got all these new innovations and this technology and statistics and all this stuff. You hit ground balls, you take ground balls, you hit fly balls, you bunt. You just make the game is the same. And if you want to win, you have to think, man, Bochy won how many games for us when we were playing? He won a lot of games with his decisions concerning pitching, pinch hitters. It's a team game, man. The coaches are part of the team. The manager manages the team. Everybody has to get involved, and we play baseball. They got to just have a good team, man. They have a really, really good team. Adamas and Devers.
Wait, Mark, they're two games under 500. What are you talking about? They're a good team. They're about to get swept by the Padres.
I just told you. They have to make in-game adjustments. The coaches have to.
Yeah, but good. Mark, real quick. I'll let you finish, Mark. Good teams adjust. The Giants haven't adjusted all season. So how are they a good team?
Well, someone has to make the decision to say, hey, man, sacrifice. Hey, man, bunt. Hey, man, steal. You know, they have the team. The manager has to manage the team also. They get involved. You don't just sit back and watch these guys play. You play Little League and you set the kids out there and just let them run and do what they want to do. That's not how baseball is played. Just because they're 20 and 25 and 30 doesn't mean that they've perfected the game. They need coaches. They need managers. They need people to help them. Dick Kidrow, I remember he was one of the best scouts, coaches that they had. Right, he brought in people that were talented and ready to play. He didn't just pick anybody. He recognized talent. And the thing is, they have to work with these guys. They have to work with them in order for them to win. The Dodgers don't just sell out every time they have a bad season. They add to it. They build from a foundation till you get a core. And then once they get that core, they win. The last season, the Dodgers beat the Yankees down in the World Series with talent, with hitting, with pitching, with defense. That they have a core, they can win, man. All they got to do is just get the players out there. We got people who will show up, pay $70 or $80 a park, whatever. We'll show up, man. They just got to put the team out there.
Yeah. Thanks, Mark. I just completely disagree with everything you said, but he's still optimistic about this team. I don't. How could you watch this team right now and be optimistic about the foundation? He thinks the players are fine. It's the lack of leadership. It's the lack of, you know, like people want to get on Pat Burrell all they want. I'm sorry. I just, sure. Great. And then what? And then they're good for a week. It's the interim head coach in the NFL. Great. You bring in Antonio Pierce and you beat the Chiefs on Christmas. Congratulations. And then what happens? You move off of him immediately when you can for a guy like Pete Carroll. Like it's not doing anything. And by the way, he's talking about this Giants offense being good. And hey, you throw them meatballs out there and you throw them fastballs. They'll hit them. No, they won't. Their hard hit percentage is like bottom 10%, 38. They don't do that. Their expected batting average is bottom 3% in Major League Baseball. They're awful. I don't think a change at Pat Burrell hitting coach is going to fix that, Joe.
Depending on what metric you choose, they're objectively one of the worst fastball hitting teams in baseball. Do you know who is the worst fastball hitter in baseball?
Patrick Bailey?
No, Mike Yastrzemski.
The fact that we had multiple ready for that is sad and dying.
I mean,
Rafi Devers, by the way, one of the best. I want to say.
Yet he's late on every one of them when I'm watching.
His hard hit percentage is top 1% in baseball. His barrel percentage is top 7. I know you're scoffing at it. His exit velo is top 2% this season. Rafi Devers.
All he has to do is hit the ball.
Well, again.
All he got to do is hit the ball.
That's pretty good. I will give you that. Let's go to Dave in Fremont.
I mean, they have all of their guys are negative run value guys on fastballs, except Willie and Devers. They're literally one of the worst.
Dave is in Fremont, 888-957-9570. The single most frustrating thing about this Giants team right now is what for you?
888-957-9570. And lifeless.
I like that. And it's right now, it's the lack of leadership for me. It's just glaring. I don't know who the leader of this team is. We asked the question to you yesterday.
Well, it's not
you
Bob
said,
Melvin.
I don't know. I don't know who it is. Is it Buster Posey? We're going to find out. Dave in Fremont, what's up, man?
They have no identity.
None.
Are they fast? Are they a power hitting team? Are they defense? No. Are they pitching?
No.
Nobody knows who they are. Shasky, you said a couple of weeks ago that we kind of hold Chapman in a higher regard than most fans in baseball. And I think that's true because he's getting real close to getting into that Brandon Belt category of like, you know, what are you even doing here? But then you just said that he's top five in errors. And at least Brandon Belt brought his glove. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But we've been waiting for Chapman to get it going and this leadership and stuff like that. I don't necessarily see it correlating out on the field. And like you just said, you got a guy down in the minor leagues that, you know, can hit a little bit. You're not going to hurt anything by bringing him up. You're putting people in different positions all the time. This is baseball now. You got to be able to play at least three, four positions. The days of like coming up and just saying, hey, I play first base and that's it. Those days are over. You got to play multiple positions unless you're one of the big superstars in the league. So my silver lining going into this is I hope and think that Buster Posey knows what the fans want, knows what the fans need. And if you're not going to do anything to the ballpark, you got to start building a team that's going to be able to produce 82 games at home. Speed, steal bases, hit the lines, hit the gaps, bunts, move the runners over, and rebuild that pitching. But this season, I mean, I was literally 2 minutes away from putting in a bet for the Giants to win the World Series we traded for Rafi Devers.
Oh, no.
And luckily, I said, but what if, in my brain, I said, what if, for some odd reason, the baseball gods say, you know what, let's take this a different direction. And now, here we are a couple months later. But you guys are rocking. Y'all have a good one, all right?
That's Dave in Fremont. Great call. 888-957-957. The single most frustrating part of this Giants team is what? Matt Chapman is definitely a part of it. And by the way, coming up this afternoon at 4:30, the Valkyries, that's right, the Golden State Valkyries, who are right now at the season end playoff bound, they're taking on the Washington Mystics, and you can hear the game on the Valkyries channel on the Odyssey app. Just download the app and search Valkyries. You can also watch the game on KPIX. Pre-game starts at 4 o'clock, and I'm going to be locked into that because hopefully that's ending. The Giants game, that is going to be ending right around when that Valkyries game is starting. So I'll go to a little double dipping right there as the Giants take on the Padres to finish off this three-game set. 12:45, first pitch today. So, can they avoid the sweep?
All right. Like, I want you to go back to the middle of July.
Okay.
Who was one of the best stories on the team?
Middle of July.
Pitcher.
Who's, well, other than Logan Webb?
Landon Roop.
Oh, Landon Roop, yes. Oh, he was probably the unsung hero of this team.
Okay.
Yes.
He went on the IL. This is a microcosm of just what the hell's going on. He went on the IL. I was made to believe, it's 7 or 10 days.
It's
August 13th.
I saw elbow, though, Joe.
No, I agree.
And I was like,
What did they make it out? They made it out. Yeah, Sam, true. Did they not make it out? Oh, it's miss a couple starts. He'll be back.
Yeah, I think I said a couple starts. He threw, I mean,
it's a month ago.
I'm going to tease the injury report a little bit. He's going to be back on Friday, but.
It's a month ago.
Just in time. By the way,
just in time for what?
Just in time.
Okay, let me get
a final stretch.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.